In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
He brings us light.
That shines in our darkness.
He brings us life.
That death cannot overcome.
God is light.
In Him there is no darkness at
all. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Psalm 28 says, Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. This passage reminds us that we are to revere God in his place of worship above all other things. A rightly prioritized life has God in the center. Let us now take some time to reflect upon the priorities that we have chosen. We take a few moments for silent reflection. We confess. We have to face it, Lord. We are sinners in need of your grace. We have not made you the number one priority in our lives. Instead, we have valued those things that have little to do with you: comfort, fear of the unknown, work. For this reason, we come to you now, confessing our sin, asking for your forgiveness and grace to reprioritize our lives. Jesus will show his number one priority today as he visits Thomas, but it's the way that he approaches us. He always seeks us out, will always find us, no matter how far removed we are from him. Jesus' number one priority is us. There were no distractions that slowed Jesus down as he made his way to the cross. Jesus set aside earthly concern to make us his priority. Because of this, grace is ours. I announce this grace to you today in the forgiveness of sin. By the command of Jesus, your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.